So let's go. I think we will all agree that while we're here, and no matter what you think about life, we are here, so let's make the best of it. So how do we maximize the amount of quality we have for the time we have here? Well, I think there's plenty of evidence to show that access to energy really does increase the quality of life. So there's a direct correlation there. Obviously, too little is not good. Doesn't necessarily mean that if you have huge amounts of energy, then your life will proportionally get better and better. But it's one of those things which is it's a necessary but not sufficient requirement for quality of life. But it is necessary. Now, there are lots of ways to produce energy. I'm going to focus on nuclear, obviously. The reason is that it's a very dense, compact form of energy. You get a lot of energy for very small amounts of nuclear fuel. And this gives us quite a few advantages. I will focus on nuclear, but to do that, I'm going to say, yes, we could. There are other valid forms, the renewables like wind, solar, biogas, and so on. The problem with those is that, yes, we should use them where we can, when we can, but they are very dilute forms of energy. You need a fair amount of, for instance, landmass to collect enough solar energy at the efficiencies which we can currently gather them to produce the amounts of energy that we currently require. That's not to say we shouldn't continue to research into that and to build test cases and to try and support installations, wind and solar and biogas. But we have to keep the costs in mind, we have to keep the environmental consequences in mind, and we have to balance this off against the full spectrum of advantages and disadvantages. Other more traditional forms of energy, the oil, gas, and coal, these are have a fair amount of pollution associated with them, and they are resource limited. So really, if we were to move forward, especially with concerns about the footprint that we're leaving on this planet Earth, I think nuclear can provide a base load, if you wish, and substantial amount of energy. So given that need, and given that we have a functional requirement for nuclear energy, let's look at how we might